So obviously this is a little different than normal. We're not going to have our worship service because our guest minister is a world-renowned musician. And so we're going to be worshiping with him throughout the service. And so I'm just going to jump right in. First, let's do our verse. Do we have it up? Sorry. Okay, so we all do this together. Are we ready? Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. That is our memory verse for the current time frame. It goes along with the series that Pastor Bruce is doing, the roadmap to change. And so this one's an easy one. It's not like six verses long like some of ours have been, so it's really easy to memorize. And I keep saying it wrong, because when I memorized it as a little girl, it was unto my path, or unto my feet. And so I keep saying it wrong. But it's good to have in your heart, because no matter what, if these verses are in your heart, no one can take them away from you. No one can remove them from you. I've heard stories about people in like China who are not able to have their Bibles. They're not able to have these things, and they get scripture in little pieces of paper, and they memorize them as fast as they can, so that if it gets taken away, the word can never be taken away. And it's kind of like we need to have that mentality sometimes. So in my scripture reading this week, if you're on the women's devotional, thank you, Nita. If we're on the women's devotional with us, you read this part too. It's in Matthew 8, 14 and 15. And it's talking about Jesus and how he heals like a bunch of people. However, this particular verse is incredible. It seems like such a side story. It's only two verses long, and it seems like just such a side note in the story of Jesus. But it's talking about, here, I'll just read it to you. When Jesus arrived at Peter's house, Peter's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever. But when Jesus touched her hand, the fever left her, and she got up and prepared a meal for him. There's so much to unpack in these two tiny little verses. First of all, Jesus came for the sick, right? Jesus came for those in need. Jesus was constantly healing those who came to him, healing those who had faith to heal him, healing those around his circle that were coming to him in need. He was there for the needy. But Peter was one of his inner circle. Peter was one of the 12. Peter was one of the core group of people. And Jesus saw his need, his worry, his thoughts for his mother-in-law, and said, I'm not just here for everybody else. I'm here for you too. I'm here for you and your family, and I'll take care of you as well. And so Jesus took the time, even though he may have been exhausted, we don't know, but it says that he had just come in from healing and healing and healing and healing and healing people. And when some people get home from work and they're tired and they've been doing things and doing things and doing things and they just want to take a break, Jesus didn't take a break. He took the time. He took the time to go and take care of what Peter's family needed. And that to me says so much about Jesus. All of what Jesus is kind and loving and caring, and it's so incredible to see that. But then not only that, she got up from her fever, and oftentimes in that time period, a fever meant death, or very easily could, because they didn't have the medicines that we do now. But she got up from her fever and immediately went to serving Jesus. Went to making the meal, went to doing the things that she knew how to do. And with that, what I love about this is that she wasn't just kind of healed. She wasn't just feeling a little bit better. Jesus healed her to the point where there was no sign of the sickness. She was able to get up and do what she needed to do, what she wanted to do. She looked around, saw a need, filled the need. And she went immediately to that servant's heart. And that's where we need to be too, is we need to have that servant's heart, and we need to say, okay, Lord, what you need, I'm going to do it. If you send me somewhere, I'm going to do it. If you tell me to give this, I'm going to do it. If you tell me to go and pull my neighbor's weeds, I'm going to do it, because you take care of me, and I'll take care of what you need done here that you're asking me to do. Amen? All right, let's pray over the offering. We're going to have two offerings today. The second one is going to be a little bit later. It's for the guest speaker, and we'll do that later in the service. But for our offering, the main offering, we're doing it like we always do. Here's the envelopes. There's envelopes in the back, and you can write down your name and the amount and what it's for. If you do want to put your donation in there for the guest speaker, that's okay too. Everything will get to our guest minister, but you just make sure that you write it down. There's different ways to give. Our online app has all of the options available to you. If you are donating towards the fundraiser today on the online app, there is a special selection, and it's just special dinner. That's what it's called. So there are lots of ways to give, but let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, we worship you and we honor you, and we are so thankful for you. We are thankful for everything that you have done, everything that you are going to do, and everything that you are currently doing, Lord. Lord, we look to you as our source and everything else is resources, Lord. We are thankful that you are the provider, Father. Lord, I pray that you would bless our offering, that you would bless the people that give it, that the offerings would go forth and do your good works, Lord. Lord, we thank you that every area of the budget that has been red is turning to black, and we are thankful for it, Lord. We worship you, Father, and we honor you, and we thank you. In your holy, holy, holy name we pray. Amen. I just have a couple of announcements, just a few. Gordon's not up here yet, but I do know he's coming. It's his birthday today, soon. And then Isaac and Owen, who I'm not seeing here today, but next time you see them, the little guys, it's their birthday this week. And then it's also Zach's birthday this week. But since Gordon's not here, I get saved from singing happy birthday. Oh, actually, there he is. So let's all embarrass him just a little and sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Twenty-seven, okay, sorry. Perfect. So today, after church, when we were up there, I'd be like, take a big whiff, because you could smell the fish tacos. But you can't right now, because they're all the way up there, but they are so good. I dream about these tacos. They are delicious. I'm so excited for it. Right after church, we're going to go right up to the fellowship hall, and we're going to have yummy, yummy fish tacos. It is a fundraiser. It is for the women's retreat to help with scholarships. And just come, and it's a suggested $10 donation, but if you can't afford $10, give what you can, and just come and enjoy these delicious, delicious, delicious fish tacos. It's going to be so good. This Saturday is going to be a men's breakfast at 10 o'clock at the Amelia's Hangar. So it's at the Bremerton Airport in Belfair. It's at 10 o'clock. Join the men for some yummy grub and some yummy fellowship. I will not be there. And then next Sunday, we're going to have a baptism. Miss Lily is getting baptized. I think Mr. Charles is getting baptized. If anybody else would like to be baptized, just come talk to me afterwards. I know I run around a lot, but just catch me. And let me know, and we'll get you dunked. It's going to be so good. The Holy Spirit is always there. It's fantastic. And then the last announcement that I have is today there's been no breakfast burritos because we have the fish taco fundraiser, but the men are doing just every Sunday breakfast burritos before church, They're really delicious. A lot of the different guys are making them and bringing them, and we have a cooler out there to attempt to keep them warm. And it's just raising money for their men's retreat, and it's going to be really good. So a lot of you guys may not know this wonderful face in the front row. This is Pastor John. He's the pastor of the Seventh-day Adventist, and we have a fantastic relationship with this church, and it's just been so amazing being able to worship here. And so I wanted to introduce him before he comes up, but he's going to introduce our special minister. So if you don't mind.
It's so nice to meet all of you. We need to get up here more often. It's just wonderful to have you here in this church and to have the relationship that we've developed. Donnie's been just a sweetheart, and her mom and dad. And I want to introduce our speaker, or our speaker, our keynote speaker, if you're going to be doing a pun. Dr. Taylor has been all over the world. I mean, it's just amazing. About 13 years ago, he came to our house in Jackson, Tennessee, and took an old, well over 100-year-old pump organ and made it sound better than I think it had ever sounded in the world. And in the course of conversation with my wife, who's also a musician, they struck up such a great relationship, and it's just gone this long. And he's traveled all over Europe. That's where he met his wife, in Russia. And he just has such a compelling story. He's worked in all aspects of the music industry. He's been with the Gaithers. He's been on what's called the Voice of Prophecy. He has played and knows Nelson Riddle, and you name it. You can go on and on. But the thing that's the most important about Calvin is the fact that he loves the Lord with all his heart. And that's what I find just amazing in his work. He just puts his passion into it. And I know truly you're going to be blessed this morning as he shares with you the gifts that God has given him. Not long ago, the Salt Lake City, Utah Philharmonic Orchestra has played his music, his compositions. You will really, really like to hear some of these hymns that come to life in an arrangement that he has personally put together. And it just blessed us. Yesterday he played, and we didn't want to leave. So at that point, I will ask my friend to come forward and share his gift.
Good morning. We're thrilled to be here this morning, and I hope that you'll enjoy our program this morning. If you have access to a Bible, whether it's on your telephone or in a book form, that will be helpful this morning if you have a Bible handy, okay? Let's begin, please, by turning to Psalms chapter 95, verse 1. Psalms chapter 95, verse 1, please. Psalms chapter 95, verse 1. Well, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Amen. If you'll take your song sheets now, let's stand and sing together the hymn, Holy Father, Be Among Us. Let's stand and sing together, please. Please be seated. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 29, please. Matthew, chapter 10, and we begin with verse 29. Chapter 10, verse 29, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Amen. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Thank you so much. Let's turn now, please, to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1 and verse 1. John chapter 1, verse 1. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Jesu, joy of man's desiring, and Jesus loves me, this I know. Let's turn now, please, to the Psalms. Again, Psalms chapter 8 and verse 1, please. Psalms chapter 8, verse 1. Chapter 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and infants you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Amen. How great thou art. Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 7, and verse 36, please. Luke chapter 7, verse 36. Luke chapter 7, verse 36. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Then he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Amen. Please take your song sheets and let's stand and sing together the hymn, "If Anyone in Christ Is Found." Let's stand as we sing, please.
Saved, the road to heaven with blood was
death of Jesus on the cross has saved us from eternal loss. So fears of sin and death and hell are all removed, no more to dwell. The price of sin forever paid, past sinners now can others aid. Our lives renewed and filled with joy, images dark cannot annoy. Forgiven, restored, and healed within, new life in Christ does now begin. With grateful hearts so filled with love, celestial gifts from realms above, we share God's peace with those in need. They too can from the past be freed. So with archangels let us sing, with voices raised our anthem bring. Father, Son, and Spirit too, our praise explodes with tongues to prove. The saints now freed from guilt at last, join heaven's chorus strong and vast. We give our thanks, O God, to Thee. Please be seated. Sounds of music. Holy Scripture, alive with sounds of music. Let's turn now, please, to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20 and verse 11. Are you glad you came to church this morning? Well, praise the Lord. John chapter 20, verse 11. Chapter 20, verse 11. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Teacher." Jesus said to her, "Do not delay me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her. Amen. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses in the garden. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1, please. Holy Scripture, alive with sounds of music. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. And there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Amen. The Holy City. We're going to go off schedule just for a minute, and I'll just give you a scripture. It's Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Short verse, Isaiah 26, 3, and it says this: Thou wilt keep them in perfect peace, whose minds are stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, Thou wilt keep them in perfect peace, whose minds are stayed on thee. Let's just remain seated and sing this song. It's on the front of your program. Perfect peace. Let's sing together, please.
When the storms of life are raging and the winds of strife pull so hard, remember this promise of our loving God. Thank you.
Thank you. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6, please. Revelation chapter 19, beginning with verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Verse 11. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Fairest Lord Jesus,
thank you.
The great prophet Isaiah, chapter 6 and verse 1, please. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. Holy Scripture, alive with sounds of music. Chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I. Send me. Amen. Please take your song sheets and let's sing together the great hymn, Here I Am, Lord. Let's stand as we sing, please. Here I am, Lord.
The Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of light, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? my might to bear. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling my name. I will go.
Thank you. Please be seated. Well, I just want to say a big thank you to you at New Beginnings for allowing us to be here today. I've been praying that you would all receive a special blessing from the scriptures and from the music, and it's a delight and an honor to share our ministry with you today. Our home is in Kentucky, the bluegrass state, nestled there between about 13 other states in the southeast, and we've come a long way to come to the great Washington state. So we're just thrilled to be here today. In case you missed it, I'd like to ask my wife to stand so she can be recognized, and you can say hello to my wife, Irina. Thank you so much. And in just a few minutes, Donnie is going to give you an opportunity to make a donation to our ministry. It's a self-supporting nonprofit 501c3, and we'd invite you to take the envelope that you have there. And if the Lord moves you to help support us, we would sure appreciate that today. So now we come to our final scripture. Our last scripture and our last song. And here it is. Luke chapter 2, verse 25. Final scripture. Luke chapter 2, verse 25. Chapter 2, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Amen. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. May the peace of God be with you all. Amen.